Though some Christian authors and teachers assert that Genesis 1 is God's way of describing the so-called Big Bang, stay tuned to see why it really does nothing of the sort. And now, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor.
In the beginning, about 13.8 billion years ago, there was nothing. There were no atoms or molecules and no forces. Then suddenly, for no reason at all, bang, everything came into existence and began to expand. But that slow expansion can't explain how all of space in the universe is about the same temperature. So a few millionths of a second after that Big Bang, everything went fizz and expanded very, very rapidly indeed for another few millionths of a second before it all returned to its earlier slow expansion. And scientists call this fizz cosmic inflation and saw that it was good. Well, perhaps not that good, but at least it made the difficult sums work out, mostly. Yes, I'm being satirical. That's because it is a mythology that deserves to be satirized. Because not even the story I've given you is enough. Somehow there had to be heat energy at the end of the inflation period, but the processes so far described would have resulted in a cold universe. A cold, homogeneous goop, as one scientist put it. So Big Bang cosmogonists have to further theorize that a reheating phase had to happen to get all the material in the new universe into a form that could expand to form our current universe. I have a more scientific account. It makes much more sense. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.